Welcome to another episode of Optimum 7 Surge Sessions, our weekly e-commerce, digital marketing, and technology podcast.
All right, today we'll talk about technical SEO. And we titled this technical SEO for beginners, but we are going to go into some detail in terms of some of the misconceptions when you're doing technical SEO. So obviously the basics, everybody knows the basics. You're talking about site speed, the platform that you have. Obviously, if you're an ancient platform, if you have this crazy website that was built on Cold Fusion 20 years ago with 20,000 indexed pages and 10,000 products, so that's a nightmare. Obviously, everybody should know that you need to get out of that Cold Fusion platform to a more up-to-date platform like a WordPress or a Shopify or even a WooCommerce, because it's, you know, structured and there are multiple things you can do with that. Other than that, the concepts of technical SEO are pretty straightforward. Your site needs to load fast. You have to have the right infrastructure for content. You have to have the right URL structure, the right content, breadcrumbs, the right site architecture. So just, I guess, if you have an existing site, let's divide it into two parts. If you have an existing site and you're trying to optimize that site, if you have a new site and you're trying to build it from ground up, but you want to organize it well. So, Ohad, let's talk about a new site. And we've been dealing with structured content a lot lately. If you were to do a brand new content site or brand new SEO e-commerce site, what would you first look at from a technical standpoint? What would the steps be?
Well, first of all, it depends on what platform you're on.
Okay, so the first step is the platform. Right. You have to choose the right platform.
Exactly. So okay. The right platform will do most of the heavy lifting for you.
Correct.
So if you do choose the right platform for what, if it's e-commerce, you know, you can go to Shopify, BigCommerce, and there's more options out there. Mm-hmm. Of course, if you're creating a blog or a lead generation website, then WordPress is always good.
Yeah.
And then, what would you say the next step would be?
Sure. So, so that would be the first step. It's the platform would be this. First step.
Right.
The second step would be you actually creating a content hierarchy of what you are going to go after. This involves keyword research. This involves everything else. Now, we're saying content and we're talking about technical SEO. You might say, okay, what's the relationship, Duran? Why are we talking about content if we say technical SEO? Because your technical SEO structure and setup will revolve around your content. Right? Your breadcrumbs, your categories, what kind of code needs to happen. If you are doing services, you have to have the stars show up. The what is that called?
The review rich snippet.
The review rich snippets show up on search results pages, and mm-hmm. you need to have a separate structure and a plugin on WordPress for that, or you have to use a review tool on Shopify or BigCommerce or e-commerce sites for that. So it's really, the most important thing is really just plan the content before you go ahead, you know, slap 100 service pages or import 1,000 product pages. Just plan. Here are my categories and here is what I'm going after. Here are my service pages and here is what I'm going after. And what are people really searching for? What are the buy terms and what are the information terms? The buy terms are something like, you know, discount mountain bike is a buy term, right? But if I'm just typing mountain bikes, I'm probably looking for information first. Or mountain bike comparison, I don't know which brand I'm buying yet. But if I say brand mountain bikes, it's probably a buy term. So restructuring this from an intent, this is the keyword, intent standpoint, is the first step when you're doing a brand new site.
Right. And then I will say Google also adds to that. Google always says think about the user intent. And then the next step is the user experience on the site itself, which goes back to what you said about the correct structure. Once your site has the correct structure, it's easy to navigate, it's easy to find what you want, and the user experience will be better.
Correct. So if it's a new site, organize it well, plan the content. You should have, this is crazy, but you should have 6 to 12 months content outlines of what you're going to write, what it's going to target, and what it's going to focus on. Now, if you have an existing site, this becomes a little bit challenging, and the technical SEO really begins on an existing site. First of all, again, do you have a weird system on Cold Fusion or some weird Drupal setup? Or is it actually on a platform that is up to date to in 2019? You know, I would say up to date platforms are mostly BigCommerce, Shopify, some WooCommerce, and if it's a content site or if it's a service site, you know, WordPress. These are some of the top platforms that I would be looking at. There are other platforms like 3dcart, et cetera, that are also good. These are the top ones right now. Then you have to look at your URL structures. For example, let's give an example. A friend of mine reached out to me recently, last week, about technical SEO. His site has about maybe 15,000 indexed pages, and he's on Shopify Plus. And every time he adds an app or a plugin to Shopify, it creates these weird URL extensions that are being indexed and that are diluting his authority. Diluting authority means, if your site has a 60 out of 100 authority and you have 10,000 pages, it's worse than having a site that has 60 authority and having 1,000 pages, because you're not diluting your authority as much when you're passing your link juice to the subpages, right? So you only want real essential pages to be indexed. And if you have all these search results URLs, let's say, you know, if you're searching for a specific product in medium and size 12, medium and color yellow, if it's in the extension, those aren't being indexed for no reason. Mm. So existing site cleanup, we would say, is the other part that we have to do. When you're doing an existing site cleanup, what are some technical issues that you look at, Carlo, when you get a website like that?
Well, I would say when we're talking about the URL structure, the first thing you want to do is you want to look at your analytics. You want to look at what pages you have indexed, and you want to see which pages are actually getting traffic, which pages are profitable for you, and which pages are sort of just dead weight on your site, and which web pages are diluting your authority, because those may be some pages you want to get rid of and create 301 redirects to sort of pass that link juice to more pages that you would like to do lead generation or increase your sales on.
Exactly. So most people don't pay attention to this. You have thousands of pages and you don't know which one is performing versus which one is not performing. If I wrote an article on how does SEO work, which is an important term for us, by the way, because we do SEO services, search engine optimization services. And if I'm on page 8 of Google and I haven't gotten any traffic for it for the past 6 months, why do I even have that page? What I need to do is I can do three things. Number one, I can rejigger the content, put better content, try to push it to page one. Number two, I can push some backlinks to it and try to push it to page one. Number three, if it already has backlinks and I'm not ranking for it, I need to delete the page and then redirect the page to something that's more likely to rank. So a lot of the e-commerce sites and business owners don't pay attention to this. And that's what we really think technical SEO is.
Another tip I would say, especially if you're on WordPress, when you're creating new pages or new posts, you have the ability to add tags, you have the ability to add multiple categories. All of that creates new pages. 99.9% of the time, those are unnecessary pages that dilute your website.
Correct.
If you want to use tags, come up with 10, 20 tags that are actual valuable keywords to you and just use those. Don't just randomly assign tags that will create new pages again and again and again and again. That's fairly easy to clean up too.
Yeah.
You can go in, delete all of them, reassign them. Just be mindful using those functionalities because they create hundreds of unnecessary pages.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what we are saying here is basic. The message here is don't go and spend $10,000, $5,000 on technical SEO cleanup if you don't have a site that has over 100,000 index pages. It's unnecessary. Most platforms take care of this work for you. So if a huge client came to me that has 1 million indexed URLs and they're on some weird SAP hybrid installation, then I would charge them tens of thousands of dollars to clean that up. But if you have a site that's on Shopify, that's on BigCommerce, that's on Volusion, that's on 3dcart, and you have WordPress, or you have WordPress, don't pay somebody tens of thousands of dollars for technical SEO. The platform itself and the plugins do most of the work. All you have to do is pick a good site analysis tool. I think you guys like Screaming Frog.
Right, that's one option.
Or you have different options as well. Look at your Moz if you don't have Moz. Look at the Search Console, Google mm-hmm. Search Console, mm-hmm. and just clean it up. Most people don't understand that these parameters are URL extensions that you have that you're so worried about mm-hmm. being indexed. Google Search Console, you can go to the parameters and give them rules to really just exclude that stuff automatically. Most people don't know that. So most of the time, platforms take care of that. So unless you have a huge site with over 100,000 or let's say maybe 50, 60,000 index pages, you don't really have to worry about technical SEO at the level that most people say, oh, technical SEO, you have to clean this up and it's hurting you big time. No, that's not the case 99.9% of the time. And that's what we mean here. Mm-hmm. The other thing that we wanted to talk about is when you say technical SEO, lowest hanging fruit. Look at the lowest hanging fruit on your site. The first thing that we always look at is the backlinks, because that's the lifeline of your website. Find out all the backlinks that you have to your site that are broken, that are going to 404 pages, because it's very easy to 301 redirect these. So we had this issue recently. You guys know maybe a couple of years ago, we went from an internet marketing extension for our blog. We redirected that to /blog, but some of the pages didn't redirect properly. So we probably had like 1500 backlinks to the site that was created in the past 11 years that were going to 404 pages. So that's the first thing we looked at. You can use a tool like Linkody for this, or you can use Ahrefs for this, and it's very easy to get. That's the first thing that I would pay attention to when you're doing this cleanup. The second thing that we would look at is your 301 redirects and how efficiently are they done, and which pages, we talked about this, which pages are being indexed, which pages are not being indexed. If you have thousands of indexed pages, thousands of products or service pages, export them all from your tool and literally put priority rules. So export it, let's say this is your URL, what the page is for, what is targeting, and in one column put a priority row and prioritize those pages 1 to 10, and then put another column and give me the last 6 months traffic that you're getting and build a correlation. Say, okay, you need to build rules. You need to say, if in the past 6 months I got less than 50 visitors on this page, and if it's not related to my core industry terms, if it's not a buy term, and if it does not have any backlinks to it, I'm going to delete it. If it got traffic and if it's related to my core term and it has backlinks to it, then I'm going to keep it. If it has backlinks, did not generate traffic, but it's related to my core term, delete it and redirect it somewhere else. So build these rules. That's really what technical SEO is all about. You looking at every single page, every single metric, every single backlink number, every single domain authority, page authority metric, and making decisions from that. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I think one of the reasons people charge so much money is because they have to manually review this, mm-hmm. correct? So if we got somebody, what are some of the issues that you're seeing with technical SEO with clients or prospects coming to us? What are some of the core issues that you see?
If we're talking about an e-commerce website, a lot of the issues we see are with the database itself. Mm-hmm. So if you have a database with a lot of products, they're not organized. Some of them might be even duplicate products. That's all going to reflect in your website with multiple thin content pages, duplicate pages. And the only way to fix that is really go into your database and clean it up.
Yeah.
I'll give an example. If you sell, let's say, mountain bikes with different variations of, or maybe I should say something more simple, like a chair for your mountain bike, and it's in different colors. If you have a different page for each color, that's unnecessary pages.
Yeah.
And it damages not only your site's SEO, but also the user experience. If I want that exact chair in red, where am I going to find it?
Yeah.
So that's a big issue that we see a lot of the time, and that would take a lot of resources because there is no magic way to do that. That is a manual process.
And we can't do it as consultants or as marketers. We can't do it. You have to clean your own database. But you'll be surprised at how many people don't want to really do that. They want results, but they don't want to clean up their data. Mm-hmm. So that those are some of the things. Duplicate content, duplicate descriptions, duplicate pages.
Thin content.
Do not delete the products that are discontinued. Do not delete product pages that, you know, there is always a continuation of a product. Don't redirect your deleted product pages to your homepage. Redirect it to a new product that you want to push. Don't just delete. These are just common things, but a lot of people don't do it. And most importantly, again, back to my point, don't pay $10,000 for technical SEO cleanup if you have only 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 index pages. And if you're on one of these platforms that do the job for you, like WordPress, BigCommerce, Volusion, Shopify, 3D Cart, I think that's the main message here. That's technical SEO for beginners. We'll speak to you next week.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Optimum 7 Surge Sessions. Do you have a suggestion for a topic you'd like us to cover? Or simply have a question about one of the topics we have previously covered? Send us an email to info@optimum7.com or visit our website, www.optimum7.com.